Big day for Carrie Underwood.
Did she have the baby?
Yes. Today she's having. She's calling us from the hospital right now. Let's go now live to Carrie. Hi, Carrie.
Hello.
Push.
Oh, how are you feeling? And thank you, by the way, for doing this.
I'm feeling great. Not quite having the little guy just yet.
Not yet.
I'm doing good.
How are you going to do the, what's the thing Kathy had it done where they put a needle in your spine or something?
Oh, epidural?
Crazy? Yeah, you doing?
I am not opposed to the help on that.
You know, I got to tell you, when we had our third child, Stacy, my wife, went in to do the epidural and everything, and apparently they missed and had to go back in and try it again.
Don't tell
and missed
this.
And tried it again. No, I'm not telling this.
I don't like needles.
No, but wait. So they tried over and over and over, Carrie, and they, for some reason it just wasn't taking. So she basically had natural childbirth compared to the other children.
This is
why I'm telling her.
Okay.
And she said it was so insanely crazy that she doesn't understand why anybody would ever go without an epidural.
Yeah. I'm definitely on the don't be a hero. Everybody has their own path. There's probably people that are going to judge me, but I mean, we'll see. I don't really know. We're not there yet. We haven't discussed it too much, but I understand. Everybody's got to do what they feel.
How about the people who have their kids in their own house, like in a hot tub or something?
Yeah. I mean, again, you just got to have your own plan, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. What I can say is it's a big day for Carrie, not because she's having the baby, but because her greatest hits decade number one is out.
Which is kind of like having a baby. New
it
album.
Is. Yeah, 10-year-old.
Can you believe this?
She's giving birth to a 10-year-old.
That would be crazy.
I mean, you've got, how many songs are on this album?
Well, there's 25 tracks, and it's you know, all the songs that I've been lucky enough to call singles, and a few extras that we haven't ever put on an album that were a special moment, or I mean, like the How Great Thou Art thing with Vince Gill, and I feel like that needed to be on an album somewhere.
Yeah.
And we also did some work tapes, which I think is pretty cool.
So like the work tapes are just like kind of stripped down versions?
No, they're, I mean, they are, but it's basically when we went in to write the songs, I had this idea of let's see how real we can be and how raw we can be. And so I started looking through, and all of our work tapes from writing sessions, which is basically the first time we ever played the song, you know, out into the universe. So we're still figuring it all out. And I mean, if you notice, so there's some different lyrics here and there, and we mess up, and I mean, because we're figuring it all out. It's the recordings from the day we wrote the song.
Well, the new one is out. It's called Greatest Hits Decade Number One, Carrie Underwood. It's out today. You can download it. You can go pick it up, go buy it, however you get your music. Hey, I wanted to ask you about your clothing line. You're doing some sort of a sporting.
How do you pronounce it?
It's called Kalia.
Kalia. And I was calling it Kalia because I was thinking Carrie. Kalia.
Yes.
What is it? What are the, what's the clothes?
Well, it's basically kind of an active lifestyle brand. So it's very versatile. You can have your workout in the morning and then, you know, run to the grocery store and you don't feel ugly.
So you're going to be basically taking on like all the big yoga pant people, like the Lulus and all that?
I guess so, yeah. I mean, for me, I have so much of this stuff that occupies such a giant place in my own closet. And there's parts about everything that I like and there's parts that I don't like. And in talking with the people at Dick's Sporting Goods, I mean, it was just all about, you know, I was like, if I can work out in it, it's ugly. It's unattractive. Or if I can wear it, you know, out in public, it's kind of wimpy in the workout section, you know, of my day. So I would love to have something that really bridged the gap. So that's what we've been working on.
Do you wear yoga pants out?
I do yoga pants and, you know, not a lot, like kind of more sweatpants, like
Bubba just put his hands in the air like he scored a touchdown or something.
I love yoga pants.
I hate like real like clothes.
My wife wears yoga pants all the time, and I'm like, this is the greatest thing ever.
I wish we'd pass a law that
to put jeans on. I'm sad.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, do you wear the yoga pants and then like the long shirt that goes down too, or just the yoga pants and like a regular shirt?
I like longer shirts. I like little sweaters and things like that to go over, or like kind of sweatshirt kind of vibes.
Mm-hmm. Do you wear makeup when you go work out?
Not when I work out. I used to be a part of a gym, and I'd go there like in my ugly workout clothes, and be like, all the girls here like have their hair and makeup like professionally done to come work out at the gym. This gym's too pretty. I don't want to be here.
Yeah. I would think that would be an awkward place being, you know, because you already feel weird anyway.
And then
to be a celebrity, it's even weirder.
Yeah, because people are double looking at you.
No,
I didn't really put my headphones in and get to work.
Yeah see, I tried working out, and I would do like things over my head, and my shirt would lift up, and my belly would show.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
And people would just stare.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, they think I'm hot.
Yeah, you just keep doing it. I was just talking to producer Patrick a second ago before he came on, because you remember that we talked to her the day after she won Idol, and then here she is. I forgot about that.
Did we really?
It was the day after you won American Idol, and you came on the show.
Was I?
I don't. Do you have the audio, Patrick? Trying to get the audio
now. He is trying to find it right
now. Oh, I love these. This is great.
The big question is, are you going to be a country singer?
No, I told them, you know, I want to do a country album, you know, totally country, and I'm really excited about it.
Kara, we're so excited. We're very proud of you, and
thank you
for representing us so well. And we look forward to the new album. You promise to come on the show again whenever the album comes out?
Yeah.
All right.
We'll set that up right now.
Were you a Girl Scout?
Yes, I was. Okay. On my honor, I shall try.
Okay, cool. 10 years later, wow. You're still around. That's awesome.
I sound like babies.
Yeah, we all sound like babies.
I know. My voice is higher. You're as sheepish
as
ever.
I sound like my mom. Anytime I look at like older video or something like that, I'm like, oh my gosh, I just sound like my mom.
Really?
Yeah.
Can your mom sing?
She has a nice alto voice.
Well, that's a nice way of dancing around that.
Wow. No, I mean,
just say no.
I would always. She can definitely hold a tune.
Well, go get the Greatest Hits Decade Number One. It's out today. Go pick it up and or download it.
25 songs. You can't beat that. And you know, the odds are that you've missed over the years a couple songs here and there into your downloading library of Kara stuff. And this is a nice little way to get caught up on all that.
And best on everything with the baby, and our prayers to you, and all that. It's kind of weird. Guys, we don't really know what to say. It's awkward. I'm sorry.
That was fine. That
was awkward.
I thought
was
you
weird.
Did good.
Well, I mean, what are you supposed to say? Hey, good luck with the baby? That sounds weird. Good luck with the baby. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's great.
Good luck with the baby.
Just no, don't say it like, good luck with that. Don't say it with that.
Well,
like,
that's kind of the way he meant it, I think.
Oh.
Good luck with that.
Right.
Hey, we're dads. We
might be more accurate, actually.
We know what you're about to go through, girl. We feel you.
All right. Well, enough of us. Have a great one. We love you. Have a great Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
All right. Good luck with that.
Bye.
See ya. All right. Goodbye.